This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court lifting an injunction against the Trump administration's efforts to gut the Department of Education.
Trump celebrating the win, saying, quote, "The federal government has been running our education system into the ground, but we're going to turn it all around by giving the power back to the people." But education advocates warn that the coming cuts will leave students without critical support services, from special education to financial aid.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio, the court's majority not explaining the decision, but the three liberal justices dissent. NVIDIA has announced it has gotten permission from the Trump administration to begin selling its chips for artificial intelligence to China. The president threatening Russia with what he says will be severe sanctions if a ceasefire with Ukraine isn't reached within 50 days. No details on what the severity of the sanctions will be. Trash pickup has resumed in the city of Philadelphia nearly 2 weeks after 9,000 city workers went on strike. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Allen. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is suing the Trump administration over frozen education grants. Call, along with more than 20 other states, is challenging the White House for stopping the distribution of over $6.8 million in funds for schools just weeks before classes start. The Wisconsin woman attacked by a black bear over the weekend has been identified. The Minnesota Star Tribune reports 69-year-old Karen Fry remains in a Twin Cities hospital with severe injuries. The incident happened Saturday in Barron County. Efforts to capture the black bear are ongoing. And a second big lottery winner in Wisconsin in as many weeks. The Wisconsin Lottery announced Monday someone in Superior purchased a winning $2 million Powerball ticket for Saturday night's drawing. Another $2 million winning ticket was sold last week in Appleton. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be sunny, warm, and humid today. Our high right around 88 this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be clear and muggy. Our low down to around 70. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the mid-80s. If you're looking for a getaway or maybe a change of scenery, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's an awesome place to be and definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Good Tuesday morning. Dave Grant joining you. It is 6:06 on the kind of a cloudy, easy morning out there. A little bit humid as well. We'll have a full look at our weather forecast in just moments. Don't forget, we are celebrating birthdays and anniversaries at 7:40. If you know somebody celebrating locally, text those in now, 608-355-9970. Here is Europe, thy final countdown on Max FM. Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant. 6:10 on Tuesday morning. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, sunny with a high of 87. Tonight, will be mostly clear and humid with a low of 69. Tomorrow, chance of showers and thunderstorms. That increases into the afternoon. Possibly some severe weather tomorrow afternoon into the evening. We are monitoring that with our meteorologist. And we'll provide updates on Wednesday, high of 86 tomorrow. On Thursday, a chance of showers in the morning, turning mostly cloudy with a high of 71. Friday, sunny and beautiful, a high of 77. Shower chances return on Saturday with possibility of thunderstorms with a high of 79. Currently 66 degrees and partly cloudy outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak. Pretty quiet in downtown Baraboo so far. I see a few vehicles out and about, but you know, No traffic jams to report this early in the morning. We are going to have a Chief Carlonian from the Baraboo Police Department. He will be here about 7:10 this morning. If you have any questions for him, feel free to text those in, 608-355-9970, or via the free Civic Media. You can also comment on our 99.7 Max FM Facebook page, or we will take a caller as well around 7:15. Again, the number 608-355-9970. As a reminder, all calls are recorded that come into the radio station, so please act appropriately if you do choose to call in today as well. Now, someone here is not acting appropriately, and it's just causing chaos in Arizona as a homeowner has repeatedly been fined $100 by his housing authority for handing out free cold bottles of water to his neighbor. He's been doing it for about a year, and he's fighting back. In fact, he even got an HOA vote that kicked all three board members. Now, here is David Martin talking about giving out free water.
Families, it's for the kids. It's to do something positive in a world that needs it. I stand firm on the fact that I'm not paying the fines. The cooler's not going anywhere. I know there's going to be a legal battle. We're preparing for it even right now. Do I know what that entails? No. Do I know the cost? No. But we are going to fight. And it's not just about water. It's about the community as a whole.
All right. That was David Martin, who's been getting fined $100 a month by his housing authority for giving out free water in the heat. Now, the beef is over him having a storage cooler out in his driveway all the time with the homemade sign. The board members are fighting back and trying to reverse the vote that got him kicked out. So, yes, to be continued. You know, this is kind of interesting. And, you know, again, he's giving out free water, but it sounds like he's violating the rules by having that homemade sign as he's handing out that free water. So, yeah, I would think they'd be able to get along together, figure out a way to work together here and keep it simple. It's always very interesting when you get housing authorities involved in it. So we'll see what happens with Mr. David Martin. We'll keep tabs on that one. If we hear anything else on it, we'll definitely provide an update. It is 6:14 on Tuesday morning. We're going to have a look at sports and music by Van Halen on Max FM.
A new champion in the Home Run Derby. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, slugger Cal Raleigh of the Seattle Mariners won the Home Run Derby in Atlanta. Raleigh with a total of 54 home runs hit. The All-Star game going on tonight. Freddie Peralta, rookie Jacob Mizorowski, and closer Trevor McGill all there to represent the Brewers. McGill asked, where did reaching the All-Star game rank on his list of goals this season?
This is number one for me this year. You guys asked me earlier this season, and I kept it to myself that this is what, you know, I was striving for. And a lot of hard work and a lot of pitchers in front of me, a lot of my bullpen guys in front of me, you know, putting it down and giving me the opportunity to go out there and get saves this year. So, without the guys around me, this probably wouldn't be possible.
Basketball, it's the Bucks and the Chicago Bulls tomorrow in Las Vegas in summer league action. How hard is it to build a roster these days? GM John Horst.
I think the NBA is as compelling and competitive today as it's ever been.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Maximum hits.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM, more music mornings with Dave Brandt. Don't forget to check out our flash sale over at Max FM, bigdeals.com. Shop local and save big. 60% for certificates and Meat King, just $8 till 9 a.m. this morning. The Knack on Max FM.
Come a little closer.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. 6:23 on Tuesday morning. A sports radio show had their band to get Ray Romano to rap NMM's Lose Yourself. Wondering how well he did? Check it out.
When you capture it, tons of sway. These deep dogs are heavy. His vomit on his sweater already. On spaghetti. He's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm. Ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on getting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud. The words won't come out. He's choking out. Everybody's choking out. The clock's run out. Time to come over.
So that is Ray Romano rapping NMM's Lose Yourself on Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City. How well do you think he did? Yeah, I think he should stick to Everybody Loves Raymond. You can text me your thoughts and let me know how you thought Ray Romano did. 608-355-9970. Don't forget, we do have our flash sale happening over at MaxFM, bigdeals.com. 60% off a $20 to the Mead King in Rock Springs. That certificate is just $8 till 9 a.m. this morning. So again, flash sale over at MaxFM, bigdeals.com to the Mead King. 60% off that $20 certificate today. It's just $8 till 9 a.m. No code required, but you do have to purchase it before 9 a.m. to take advantage of that offer. If you wait to 9:01, that offer is no longer available, so we don't want you to lose out on that. Shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Coming up, we're going to have a look at our community calendar that is brought to you by Community First Bank. It'll look at weather, music by Blondie on MaxFM.
If you're looking to buy a home, Community First Bank is making it easier with $545 off the cost of an appraisal through August 31st. Offer applies to closed-end, first mortgage, home purchases only on a primary residence or second home. Credit is applied at closing. Not valid on refis, investment properties, lot land, construction, or home equity loans. See them for details. Apply today.
Community First Bank is first for you. cfbank.com/homeloans. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. Enjoy another great night of Whitwind Concerts in the Campground series, this time with the band Michael Perry and the Longbeds. This will be Saturday, July 19th, starting at 6 p.m. Acoustic Country and Americana. The campground opens 2 hours prior to the concert with concessions available, including homemade pies and ice cream. Be sure to bring your own blankets and lawn chairs. This is free to the public. It's the Whitwind Concerts in the Campground series. You can check out all the details at the Whitwind Concerts Facebook page. And Friends of Devil's Lake State Park has teamed with Kingfisher Yoga to offer Yoga in the Park classes. It's a great opportunity to start the day with a good stretch and a moment of relaxation, centering your mind and body to conquer the day ahead. This free event will be Saturday, July 19th, starting at 9 a.m. and going until 10 a.m. at the South Shore at Devil's Lake. As mentioned, it is a free event, but you do need a park sticker to enter the park. You can learn more about this event and all of the great things going on from the Friends of Devil's Lake by checking out their website, friendsofdevilslake.org. Again, this is Saturday, July 19th, 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. And the Baraboo Area Senior Citizens Organization will be hosting a pork chop dinner at the Reedsburg Area Historical Society Pioneer Log Village in Reedsburg. This will be on Sunday, July 20th, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. The meal includes 1 pound pork chop, baked potato, baked beans, coleslaw, dinner roll, cookie, milk, or water. $15 for a full meal or $10 for the pork chop only. This is a drive-through event and it's limited to the dinners available. More details can be found at booseniors.org, but this starts at 11 a.m., runs until 2 p.m. Again, Sunday, July 20th, it's the Basco Pork Chop Dinner at the RAHS Pioneer Log Village in Reedsburg.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center offers patients the latest technology. Here's orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Part of that technology is a ROSA robot, which is a robot-assisted knee replacement. I still perform the procedure as the surgeon. However, the robot helps me make very precise and accurate cuts. One step further is called the Smart Knee. It's a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant that provides movement data for each patient. I believe it enhances their recovery. It provides them some reassurance that, yeah, I am doing well and I'm headed in the right direction.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be sunny, warm, and humid today. Our high right around 88 this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be clear and muggy. Our low down to around 70. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the mid-80s. If you're looking for a getaway or maybe a change of scenery, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's an awesome place to be and definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
Baraboo's hometown station.
You guys are awesome.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant with One Republic counting stars on Max FM.
Lately, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard, said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars. I see this life like a swing.
swinging vine. Swing my heart across the line. In my face is flashing signs. Seek it out and ye shall find. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. Kills me, makes me feel alive. Burn down this river every turn. Hope is our four-letter word. Make that money, watch it burn. Oh, but I'm not that old. Drowns me, makes me wanna fly. Makes me feel alive.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant. One Republic counting stars. We're going to take a quick look at our forecast today. It'll be sunny with a high of 87. Tonight, mostly clear and humid, a low of 69. On Wednesday, we do have slight chance showers and then increasing chances of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Possibility of a little bit of severe weather. We are monitoring that with our expert meteorologist. High of 86 on your Wednesday. Thursday, a slight chance of showers in the morning, turning mostly cloudy, a high of 71. On Friday, sunny, a high of 77. Looking into the weekend, we're looking at shower and thunderstorm chances with highs near 80 degrees. Currently 66 degrees and partly sunny outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios. Pretty quiet yet in downtown Baraboo as we're looking around, and so far, not a whole lot of excitement going on. Calm winds out there today as well. It is a little bit humid out there, I noticed this morning as we were coming into the office. So yeah, two more days of that, and then it's going to cool down. It's going to be pretty nice on Friday. I think maybe I'm going to play a little bit of hooky, but hey, don't tell anyone that I'm going to do that, all right? So in case anyone's listening, don't say anything about Dave playing hooky on Friday. I'll be here for the morning show, so you know, me sneak off for a few minutes and enjoy the beautiful weather on Friday. Now, I can tell you there's one thing I will not be doing on Friday, and this happened in Ohio. Police in Ohio are using facial recognition software to track down several women that were caught twerking on a law enforcement police car. The crazy part is, not only was it all caught on dash cam, but an officer was inside the squad car. Here's the officer explaining what happened in Ohio.
A group of females walked by the cruiser and then returned back around this way. One of them climbed up on the push bumper and began to dance on the push bumper. And then another two females came walking around the other way as well, climbed up on the side of the car, standing on and dancing on the hood. And then another one then climbed up on the wheel and then onto the hood of the cruiser as well.
So that happened in Ohio. A police officer was in his car, and these women were dancing on his squad car. Not sure what they were thinking, but this is absolute insanity. Why they were doing this to begin with, who knows? There may have been some beverages involved or other things, but things that qualify as not a good idea, that's definitely one of them. I was in shock when I saw this story yesterday. I still am in shock today. And, you know, dancing on a car is not a safe idea to begin with, let alone a squad car. So, yes, I did see some of this video. I'm just amazed at some of the things that people will do, shall we put it that way. You can go Google it. You'll find it online. It's not all that great to watch, to be honest with you. And sometimes people do some interesting things, and maybe under the influence is what we're going with today. If we find out any additional details on that one, we'll definitely let you know as well. But, yes, you're not going to find me dancing on anything at this point in time. Just saying. Now, one thing that does make me smile is shopping local and saving big. We have our flash sale. That's happening over at maxfmbigdeals.com. Till 9 a.m., we have 60% off. You heard me correctly. We're getting an extra 10% off our normal flash sale rate. We're going 60% off this morning only to the Mead King. You get a $20 certificate to the Mead King in Rock Springs. Today only. That certificate, just $8. That's the lowest price you're going to see for this. You want to get this in your cart before 9 a.m. There's no code required. You just need to purchase it before 9 a.m. to get this deal. Limited quantities available, and obviously a limited time offer because it is a flash sale, and that ends at 9 a.m. this morning. Shop local, save big at maxfmbigdeals.com. Coming up, we're going to have Lip Sync on Max FM.
Would you like to learn more about Baraboo's charming historic downtown and some of the people who made it the Gem City? For you ghost hunters, would you be interested in the spine-tingling details of Baraboo's haunted history? Or can you imagine yourself experiencing a ride in a rickshaw with a friendly tour guide who points out the best places to make the most of your time in this beautiful downtown? Baraboo Tours offers all of this and so much more. Call 608-963-2821 to book your Baraboo tour today.
Baraboo comes alive with all sorts of events during the summertime. The Farmers Market features fresh produce downtown every Wednesday and Saturday morning. The Sunday Market showcases vintage, handmade, and homegrown items on the courthouse lawn the last Sunday of each month. Mark your calendar for Old Fashioned Day on August 9th in downtown Baraboo and the Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club show west of town August 15th through the 17th. Find updates on local events at baraboo.com.
It's Christmas at the Habitat Restore. It's Christmas in July. If you need some new shutters or replace some old gutters, we got all the building supplies. You might need some shingles for your rooftop or hardware for your patio. Santa's gonna wait till December, so today it's the place you need to go. It's Christmas at the Restore, and if you're looking for some cheer, you can do a little shopping or leave a donation. You can always volunteer.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for
free!
Uh-huh! And the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in!
What?!
I said!
Celebrate US Days at US Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. US Days is back. Going on now at US Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
99.7
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music, mornings with Dave Grant, 6:47 on Tuesday morning. Don't forget to text in those birthdays and anniversaries for 7:40 when we celebrate. 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media. Also, text in your questions for the Baraboo Police Chief or the Baraboo Police Department. He'll be here around 7:10. Wham on Max FM.
Your hand and lead you to the
music dies, something in your eyes calls to mind a silver screen, and all it said goodbye.
I'm never gonna dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm, but it's easy to pretend. I know you're not a fool. Should have known better than to cheat a friend and waste the chance that I'd been given. So I'm never gonna dance again the way I danced with you. Oh, oh. Time can never end. The careless whispers of a good friend to the heart and mind. Ignorance is kind. There's no comfort in the truth.
Said more 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant, 6:51 on Tuesday morning. Yes, I am easily distracted by some things that occasionally I'm scrolling through the internet, finding interesting stories, and come across some interesting social media post. And it's like, some people have a pretty good sense of humor. We'll just leave it at that. And I was like, that's pretty funny this morning. So yes, I'm always looking for something interesting. And this one came across my feed this morning. Neil Diamond attended a performance of the Neil Diamond musical. At the end of the show, the performer who portrays him surprised the crowd by introducing Neil in the audience. They handed him a microphone, and he sang the finale with them. So, yes, Neil Diamond was at his own musical and made a guest appearance, and here's a part of that.
Ladies and gentlemen! Neil Diamond!
So again, that was Neil Diamond. He was at his own musical, and they surprised the audience, and he sang along with them at the finale. Now, despite being 84 and battling Parkinson's disease, Neil Diamond gave it his all. It was kind of reminiscent of Ozzy Osbourne's final performance, but Neil stood for his song. So that's pretty cool. That sounded great. I mean, can you imagine being at a musical, and it's for Neil Diamond, and all of a sudden he gets up, starts performing, and he just sounded absolutely flawless. So well done at 84 years old and everything he's got going on. That is really cool if you ask me. So congrats to Neil Diamond for that. As a reminder, Birch Street is closed. That'll be in the 300 and 400 block. They are doing some, looks like stormwater repairs on that area. We don't have all the details, but 2nd Avenue at Birch Street is closed. So if you do use 2nd Avenue, be aware that that is closed at 2nd Avenue and Birch. You will need to turn either at West Street or continue on Broadway. So you cannot get down 2nd Avenue while those repairs are going on. I don't know how long that repair work is supposed to last. We just saw the signs going up on Friday, and then equipment being put in place, and then they were working on it yesterday. So I don't have any details as to how long this is expected to last or anything official. This is just observation from being out and about in that area. So again, 2nd Avenue is closed at Birch Street. The 300 block and 400 block of Birch are closed for, it looks like, stormwater repair, maybe some other utility work. And then also, if you are going to the post office, please be aware that you cannot go down the alley and exit. You have to go back out onto Broadway. So what you do is you go into the parking lot entrance of the post office, go in, park, or drop your mail off, and then you come back out the alley onto Broadway. So just something to be aware of. I know that with going in and out of the post office, that's a busy area as well. So we wanted to alert all of our listeners to those happenings in the area. So again, Birch Street, 300 block and 400 block are closed. 2nd Avenue at Birch Street is closed. We don't know for how long. If we do get any additional details on that, we will definitely pass that along to all of you. As a reminder, we are celebrating the celebrity birthdays at 7:40. If you know someone that's celebrating a local birthday or anniversary, please text those in to us now. 608-355-9970. You can also text those in via the free Civic Media app. Coming up right around 7:10 this morning, we will have Baraboo Police Chief Carloni in studio with us. He's going to talk about the things that are happening within the Baraboo area and some upcoming events that are happening with the Baraboo Police Department. So he'll be in about 7:10. If you have questions for the police chief, you can call in around 7:15, 608-355-9970. As a reminder, all phone calls to the radio station are recorded. And so we just want to remind everyone of that. If you don't feel comfortable calling, the easiest way is to text 608-355-9970. You can text those questions in for the police chief and the Baraboo Police Department, or you can also go to the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. We have a post out there. You can comment on there with your questions as well. So we are monitoring all of those avenues this morning. Coming up after 7 o'clock, we're going to have a look at regional news. I can't say it this morning. National news and our local weather forecast. But before we do that, it's time for a little bit of Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. One of my favorites.
WRAQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
This is one of my favorites. All-time rock and roll with Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
Just take those old records on. Thank you.
99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The latest region of the country dealing with severe weather, the Northeast. A state of emergency declared in New Jersey. In New York City, several subway stations flooded as the rain fell. The White House signaling a huge shift on Ukraine. President Trump now says sophisticated U.S. weapons will be distributed to NATO, who will pay for them and send them to Kyiv. ABC contributor Mick Mulroy.
We now understand that it is Russia who not only, of course, started.